up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, bringing you all kinds of great old-time music, and it's all oldies old-time music, because we're spinning all the great old-time music off of phonograph records, and you're not going to hear any brand new polka bands if you weren't making records like 20 years ago or something. We don't even have you in the studio. And there's plenty of places playing all your newfangled records, but nobody's playing the ones from 30, 40, 50, 60 and more years ago. That's what we're here for on your old-time oldie show, Tim's Oompa Hour, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Yeah, you could learn to be the star of the show yourself. We'll tell you more about that later on. I had an email from somebody that said, so did you ever dust the studio? No. I will admit it. I have not. And my excuse is that I'm waiting to remember when I'm in the store to buy one of those Swiffer duster things. Because in a studio, you have a lot of, controls and dials and things that it's hard to dust in between in a more traditional way. And the turntable's just really dusty, mostly from dusty records and record sleeves, pulling the records out. Really, I promise I will clean up the studio one of these days. I mean, the studio is tidy. It's just there's weird dust in the controls, and I need to do it. I know I do. It's one of those things that I will get around to it. This is going to go down as the show that you're going to remember as, well, that was the really weird show, because he had a lot of really weird records this week. First of all, I do have the B-side of the Jimmy Sturr record that we played last week when I couldn't decide which track I wanted to play or which side I wanted to play. Today, kids, you know, they play tracks out of their MP3 players. It's either a track or it's a file. We're actually playing record sides, but I had one record that I decided was so bad after I auditioned it, I don't even think I'm going to play it. It's called the Sneeze Polka, and it sounds more like a record you'd play in somebody's kindergarten class, but I am tempted to play it. Then I have a group here. It's a Bobby Gregory and Band. It's an extended play record. It's got four songs on it, and every one of them is completely ridiculous. So we're going to have to play one of those, obviously. We have Lawrence Welk coming up. We've been kind of ignoring Larry here the last few weeks, so we got to get that in there. We got Kenny Bass. We got Dick Rogers. And we'll start things off with a Marv Herzog record, I think. The Mary's Knocking Polka. It's Marv Herzog here on your old-time oldie show, Tim's Oompa Hour.
Johnny's door, please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can stay. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. Your door all night. stay, dear, and be with you. Because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you. Because I love no one else but you.
You have Marv Herzog and the band and Mary's Knocking Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, recorded in New Haven, Michigan, of all places. Marv Herzog and the band. Got one from Kenny Bass in the orchestra here. I've noticed, interestingly enough, somebody had a set of Kenny Bass 78 RPM polka records on eBay a couple of weeks ago, and they sold for an awful lot of money. And that's weird because normally polka records don't sell for much because I kind of keep my eyes open on the internet in case there's something I need to grab, you know, to add to the show. And I was surprised. Maybe it's just because they were 78s instead of more common records. I don't know, but I have plenty of Kenny Bass records. They're all 45s and LPs. There may be a 78. I have not gone through the 78s as much as I should have, but I was kind of surprised anyway. Kenny Bass and the orchestra, One Potato, Two Potato Polka. One Potato, Two Potato Polka, Kenny Bass and his orchestra, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And on the way next, the B-side of the Jimmy Sturr record that we played the A-side of yesterday. At least I think it was the A-side. No, actually, we played side two last week, so it's going to be side one this week. But before we get to the Jimmy Sturr record, we need to talk about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, because you might be wanting to learn to play the accordion yourself, or perhaps the piano, or the keyboard, and Melanie can help you out. Melanie's Music Online Lessons, she knows you're busy, you got a lot of stuff going on. You may not have time to drive across town to the only person in your town that gives accordion lessons. You might not want to clean up the living room before the piano teacher gets there. With MelaniesMusicLessons.com, you do it online via Skype. This is not like somebody giving you a lesson and then listening to your lesson and sending you a critique. This is actual live one-on-one interface via Skype on the internet. Check out Skype so you understand what it is if you've never used it before. It's a free program, and it's cross-platform, whether you have an Apple Macintosh or a PC or an Android tablet or anything like that. You can use Skype, and you can take lessons from Melanie. Check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information is there. Melanie's been giving lessons for over 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. It could be your chance to be the star. Stop dreaming about it, for Pete's sake, and give it a try. Melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information you need is right there. All right, let's get to this Jimmy Sturr record. Last week, we played This Old House, which is a great song. I think Rosemary Clooney was the one that had a big hit with that, but a lot of other people had recorded it. However, the number one side of that record is Grandma's Featherbed Polka. And we played side two instead, just because I like This Old House. But here's side one, as I promised you, Grandma's Featherbed, Jimmy Sturr, and the orchestra. There you go, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, Grandma's Featherbed, here on your old-time oldie show. Great song. Last week we played the other side of that, just because This Old House is also a great song. Maybe it's not Rosemary Clooney. I think I'm confused with Come On to My House. And maybe I even said that last week. I have no idea. But anyway, we must press on with many great old-time records today. And I also want to remind you that if you have a comment, you have a request, you'd like to hear a song by a certain band or a certain title or whatever, you can always email me and I will get it. And I really do read them, you know, I don't just delete them. It's just oompahour@mail.com. There's two oohs, by the way, in oompahour, oompahour our, suddenly he turns into a pirate, oompahour@mail.com, and I will get your emails, and if you have a request, I will do everything I can to find that record for you. I may not get it in the next program, but maybe the next one after that. You never know. Sometimes it takes a while to find it, but by all means, let me know, because I'll certainly find those songs for you whenever it is possible. I have the Eddie Wojcik Orchestra right now, and the Bartender Polka.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Yeah!
One for the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
There you go, Eddie Wojcik and his orchestra there, the Bartender Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And the next record is tough, because I can't decide. Again, I find myself undecided. You know, when you only do a show once a week, you don't get a chance to get to the other sides, and this is an extended play 45. Means there's two songs on each side, and I've had this record for many years, and it's completely ridiculous. And I'm not even sure that it's an old-time record, but that's where I've always categorized it. It's Bobby Gregory and Band is what it says. It's on Gregorian Records, Bobby Gregory Records, out of New York. And you know it's old because the address is New York 21, New York. So it predates the zip code. And here are the titles that I have to choose from, okay? Let's just look at the record label here. First of all, we start off with The Laughing Fat Man. Politically incorrect. Can't really play that. I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, which is one of my all-time favorite love songs. Then the other side, we have The Valley of the Blues and Night Owl, which you would think would be kind of normal records, but they're not. So I'm leaning toward The Laughing Fat Man just because it's the most preposterous song on the record, even though I really like I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You. So maybe we'll play The Laughing Fat Man. Maybe later in the show, we'll just go ahead and play I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, too, because it's my show and I can do that if I want to. Bobby Gregory and Band, here's The Laughing Fat Man.
I went out to a show last night to have a little fun. There was a lot of jokesters in the crowd. And when one feller, he got up and told a funny joke. A big fat man started to laugh out loud. Ha 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 ha. Joke about a calf. The big fat man, he sat there, but he was about to choke, and then he let out with a blasting laugh. Every time that he would laugh, he couldn't stop no matter how he tried. And soon the whole crowd started in to bellow out and laugh, and then I thought for sure he'd bust his side.
All right, so you can't not laugh at it, I guess, but there's Bobby Gregory and band with the Laughing Fat Man. We may play I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You later. I've been trying to look up the Bobby Gregory band on the interwebs here and see if I can learn something about him. All I know is you can buy that record for $4 on eBay right now, and there they're describing it as a hillbilly 45, but there was an accordion in it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that is a an old-time record. How ridiculous was that? Well, as long as we're laughing, let's just go to Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra with the Jolly Tuba Polka.
We'll be right back.
you have it. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, the Jolly Tuba Polka. And that's the way a song that talks about a tuba should sound. Remember last week, a couple weeks ago, we had another song. It was not the Jolly Tuba Polka, I don't think. It had a tuba in the title, and I didn't hear any tuba in the record. I felt cheated, so I feel much better after hearing Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra doing the Jolly Tuba Polka. You'll be glad to know that I have finally dug up some information on Bobby Gregory, and coming up here in a few minutes, we will play I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, which is one of my favorite romantic songs that I like to sing to the wife on Valentine's Day. And we'll tell you a little bit more about him. But anyway, before we get to that, here's another great song. This is the way they should go. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Here is the Great Musician's Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous as the melodies all began to ring. Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles. Frankie Yankovic is singing just because. Ed Blazancic playing Angeline B. Mine. Romy Gaz is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Gima on his concertina. Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka. Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home. Cousin Fuzzy still playing Peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening. Elvin's drinking with his pal, Upsadina. Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole. And the Happy Notes have gone to the moon.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes there, the Great Musician's Polka. He just basically sang our playlist. Did you notice that? Every musician that he sang about in that song, we play it here on your old-time oldie show, Tim's Oompa Hour. And which reminds me, I don't know why, but while I was listening to him sing about all those great musicians, I was like, where are my Wally Pickle records? Someplace I have some Wally Pickle records. That's P-I-K-E-L-L-E. I don't know. I can't quite see it in my mind now. Wally Pickle played trumpet, had polka band, and he could play, I'm not kidding you, three trumpets at the same time while riding a pogo stick. I'm not making that up. If you look it up on the interwebs there on YouTube or somewhere, you can find some clips. But Wally Pickle played multiple trumpets at the same time while riding a pogo stick. What inspires a guy to do that? I don't know, but it was pretty amazing, and I have Wally Pickle records. I've got to find them because you can't see the pogo stick on the radio, but that's okay. I promised you a Lawrence Welk record. Let's do it. Here's the Chicken Polka.
Thank you.
All right, Lawrence Welk there, and the chicken polka. And the freakiest thing is, someplace, somewhere, there's somebody who's telling their grandkids today, you know, I was the chicken on a Lawrence Welk record. And their kids are like, yeah, right, Grandpa. But there you have it. We'll assume Myron Florin was playing accordion on that. Doesn't really say on the record, but we'll just assume that it was. It says it's an instrumental polka. I think the chicken was singing. It's not really an instrumental. Let's get back to Bobby Gregory and his band. This is a case of where you look things up and you find out stuff from behind the scenes that things that you thought were obscure and pointless are actually kind of significant, actually. So I'm kind of amazed here. We heard Bobby Gregory and his band sing The Laughing Fat Man a little while ago. I'm going to play I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, which is one of my favorite romantic ballads. And then, yes, there may be a teensy bit of sarcasm in there. But I looked him up here, finally found some information on Bobby Gregory at allmusic.com, which is a website with just boatloads of biographies and stuff about The Sunny Side of the Mountain is a song written by Bobby Gregory. Perhaps you've heard of the song. It says here, his career in the 20s, 30s, and 40s spanned the genres of Tin Pan Alley and country western music. It says here that he recorded over 350 titles for more than a dozen record labels and helped write as many as 2,000 songs. He appeared in some Roy Rogers movies. He wrote Am I Dreaming, which was recorded by Tommy Dorsey. Other songs include She's Only a Moonshiner's Daughter, The Cowgirl Polka, The Cowboy Rag, The Crying Hobo, The Yodeling Hobo, The Hungry Hobo. Seems to be a theme here. And The Sagebrush Waltz, among many others. So I guess I'm kind of excited to have this record. So here's Bobby Gregory and his band, and I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You.
Oh, baby.
Why did you steal this heart of mine?
Oh, baby.
Why did you smile at me divine? You know,
I told you this was going to be the show you're going to remember as the one with all the weird songs in it. Bobby Gregory and Band, and I'm Hoopy Scoopy over you here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where apparently anything goes this week, I'm telling you. All right, I always try to get in a waltz, and the time has come to slow things down for a little bit. After the wild romanticism of the Hoopy Scoopy song there, I have the Matka Waltz, Frank Wonorowski. What are the odds I said that right? I'm betting 50-50 anyway. Time to do a little waltzing.
Zostawiasz mnie. Mamo, ach mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie. Coś mnie nauczyła i tak dobraś była, nigdy nie zapomnę, nie. Mamo, ach mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie.
Wonderful waltz there. Okay, everybody, we're going to snap it back up in a minute here. We'll make a smooth transition so we don't scare anybody. Tim's Oompa Hour, in case you're going, what the heck are we listening to? It's your old-time oldies show, nothing but great old-time music for an hour, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com, where you could learn to be the performer instead of just being the watcher. The watcher? The spectator. Anyway, Melanie gives music lessons, hence the name, but she does it online using Skype, which means you could actually take your music lessons, learn to play the accordion, the piano, electronic keyboard, virtually any place. If you have an internet connection and you know how to use Skype, whether it's on your iPhone or your Android phone or your PC or your Macintosh or any other device that utilizes Skype, you could take music lessons with Melanie. 30 years of experience, and it's so handy because she comes right into your world, wherever that may be at the time, via the magic of the interwebs, and it's cool. It's so convenient, and the cooler. It's even cooler. You can take your first lesson for free and see how you like it. See how it works out for you. See if it's your kind of thing, and there's no obligation. And I know you want to know where to find out more. You go to MelaniesMusicLessons.com. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Everything you need to know is right there. You could sign up for your first lesson. Why not give it a try? Hey, you could be the star. Suddenly I feel like one of those guys on late night TV, you know? And if you email before midnight tonight, we'll throw in these Ginsu knives. No, really, we won't. But check it out, MelaniesMusicLessons.com, and you could be the star of the show. Let's snap things up a little bit. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, polka. Here are the Polka Knights. Just off the scale crazy, wasn't it? There's the Polka Knights, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Was not the opening to that record like Hawaii 5-0? Is that what that was? Okay, we're going to play that again. Not the whole record, just the very beginning. Because I suddenly felt like I was listening to like TV in the 60s or 70s. Like I'm telling you, like Hawaii 5-0 or something. Hang on. I realize in broadcast circles, they would find this highly unprofessional. I don't care. I'm going to play the beginning of this record again, and we're going to see what the heck that was. Just hang on now. Let's... It's like Hawaii 5-0 meets the Brady Bunch or something. I don't know what that was, but I liked it. There you go, the Polka Knights and their rousing version of Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Oh, heck, we got a lot of time. We could spin plenty more tunes today. I have Johnny Dino and his orchestra. Great name, Johnny Dino, huh? Little Lisa. Time to polka, gang. we have Johnny Dino and his orchestra and Little Lisa here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's just keep them rolling, see if we can't jam in three more songs. Well, okay, three more maybe songs before we run out of time today. Art Walunas and the orchestra, you call everybody darling. Everybody Darling, which also seems like a perfect title for a country and western song, doesn't it? All right, I'm just going to keep trying to jam the songs in here. Claire Witkowski and his orchestra, Witkowski's Polka. Holy cow, we're going to keep going like this. We're going to need to let the record player cool down, man. I think we could do one more. How about Gardie K and the Coffus Band with the Red Check Polka? Timpani blast, that's another wrap on Tim's Oompa Hour already, if you could believe that. But hey, don't worry about it, we'll be back to do it all over again next week. And I forgot to thank all the radio stations that carry the show. Hey, we love you guys, because there'd be no point without you, you know what I mean? So hey, big thanks to every station that carries the Oompa Hour around the country.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Iron Range Country in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!